Welcome to the Your Horse Magazine 30-Minute Expert Workout audio download. In this lesson, you're going to ride four exercises that will help to improve your horse's engagement, impulsion and straightness. This easy-to-follow workout will spice up your schooling as well as making your horse more responsive to your aids. For all of the exercises, you'll be working on a 20-metre by 20-metre square. To help you ride an accurate square, you can mark out the corners using poles. Also, remember to ride each exercise equally on both reins. This first exercise is all about working on your horse's straightness. You're going to ride this exercise for 5 minutes. In walk, ride around the outside of your square. As you're riding, focus on riding a straight line along each side and an accurate 90-degree turn at each corner. Concentrate on keeping your horse straight using your legs. As you turn each corner, use your inside rein to indicate to your horse the direction you want him to turn, but also use your outside leg and hand to make the turn. Keep riding your square until you feel your horse is remaining straight and your corners feel fluid and easy. Ride a change of rein and ride the exercise again in the opposite direction. Now you can try riding the same exercise in trot. Remember, your focus is for your horse to stay straight along each long side of your square. Correct any little wiggles in his body using your legs and keep his head and neck straight. If you correct using your hands, your horse will wobble even more. Make a change of rein and continue to ride this exercise in trot. Exercise 2 will help you ride better corners. You're going to ride this exercise for 10 minutes. In walk and still on your square, ride a walk-halt-walk transition in every other corner. Ride this accurately, asking for your transitions in the corner before you turn onto the straight side. Keep looking up and ahead where you're going. This will help you ride more accurately. As you ride each corner, think about using your legs to turn your horse. As you continue to ride this exercise, you should find your horse becomes quicker off your aids and your transition should become smoother. Change the rein and repeat the exercise. You will probably find that your horse is easier to ride on one rein rather than the other. Keep your riding consistent and be clear with your aids. You can move this exercise on and ride trot, walk, trot transitions. And to really test his response to your aids, ride trot, halt, trot. Press pause and continue to ride this exercise until you've ridden it for 10 minutes. Remember to make regular changes of rein. Our next exercise will boost your horse's suppleness and you'll ride it for 10 minutes. Back to walk and halfway down one of the sides of your square, ride a 10-metre circle. Make sure your horse stays in a regular rhythm around the circle. Look up and around where you're riding. It can help to bring your outside shoulder forward and take your inside shoulder back a little, but check you're not dropping your inside shoulder down. You will need to ask for a little more flexion at the pole with your inside rein. Your inside leg asks for the bend. While your outside leg asks your horse to move around the circle and maintains the correct size of circle, your outside hand controls the amount of bend in your horse's neck. If your horse is finding this difficult, resist the temptation to use too much rein and pull your horse around the circle. Check you're using your legs to steer your horse, as well as looking up and ahead where you're going. As you complete your 10-metre circle, continue to ride your square. Repeat riding a 10-metre circle at each midway point on your square until you're able to ride an accurate 10-metre circle and your horse stays in the same rhythm and balance. Press pause and continue to ride the exercise for a few minutes. Now change the rein and repeat the 10-metre circle exercise again. How does your horse feel on this rein compared to the other? Do you find it easier to ride the circles this way or more difficult? If he bends easily this way, you need to ride with a little more outside rein to keep his neck straighter and with more outside leg to keep him on the correct line of your circle. If your horse is finding it difficult, check you're using your leg aids to steer your horse and your inside rein is asking for the flexion. Press pause and continue to ride the exercise for a few minutes. Now have a go at the same exercise in trot. Think about your position as you ride each circle. Check that you're looking up and around your circle. Are your shoulders level? Are you using your legs to turn your horse around the circle? Is your horse's trot rhythm staying regular around the entire circle? Once you're happy with the way your horse is going on this rein, change the rein and repeat the exercise. Again, make a mental note of how your horse feels going this way. Does he bend easier this way or does he feel stiffer? Run through your checklist as you ride each circle. Where are you looking? Are your shoulders level? Is the rhythm staying regular? This final exercise will improve your horse's engagement. Ride this for approximately 5 minutes. Back in walk, you're going to ride a half pirouette on each corner of your square. You'll ride a 180 degree turn on the haunches to turn each corner. As you approach the corner, steady the walk using half halts. To begin with, ride the pirouette with little or no flexion to the inside, otherwise you may find your horse simply swings his quarters out. Your inside leg stays at the girth and keeps asking your horse to walk forwards, and your outside leg asks your horse to turn. Once you've completed your corner, ride your horse straight from your legs. As with the other exercises, think about how your horse feels as you ride the exercise. Does he find it easy? Is he obedient to your aids? Is he staying in a regular 4-beat walk rhythm? It's quite a subtle movement, so check you're not overriding it. Continue to ride your square and ride a walk pirouette at each corner. Press pause and practice riding your walk pirouettes for a few minutes. Change the rein and ride your walk pirouettes off the other rein. How does your horse feel on this rein? Are you keeping your shoulders level as you ride the pirouette? Press pause and continue to ride this exercise for a few more minutes. That's the end of your audio lesson. To finish your schooling session, let your horse have a stretch on a long rein for a few minutes.